Well, thank you very much. Have you guys been having a good Sabbath? Good, I would hope so. So the story I'm going to be telling you today is actually from when I was about 5 years old. A long time ago. Well, when I was about 5 years old, I lived in a place called Lincoln City in Oregon. And near where I lived, there was a swamp. Great big swamp. Because Lincoln City was right near a beach, and swamps tend to congregate around there. Now, I have a picture of the swamp I'm going to be talking about. Does this look like a swamp to you guys, just at first glance? A little bit different than the swamps down here, right? Well, believe it or not, all that pretty grass is covering up a lot of really yucky, black, dark, nasty water that has quicksand at the bottom. You fall in that, unless you have help, you're not getting back out. It is dangerous. Well, one day I was going for a walk down this road, and I was with my mommy. And I, that day, decided I was going to ride my bike, and I was going to try to follow this little line. There used to be a white line, but apparently it's been paved over since. But I would try to follow a white line on the side of the road that you always see there. I wanted to ride my bike so it would stay right on that white line. I just wanted my tires straight on it. My mommy walking next to me said, "You shouldn't ride so close to the road. You're going to fall in. It's not safe." And do you think I listened? Yeah, you're right, I didn't. I thought I knew better. I said, "Oh no, mommy, it'll be fine. I'll be just fine. I'll just ride right on that white line. I won't go anywhere near the swamp. I won't fall in, it'll be fine." Well, I rode, and I got almost near the middle of the end of the road, probably to right where that telephone pole is in that picture. And, I was so proud of myself, and I looked over at my mommy for just a second. Well, that second was all it took. And over I went into that nasty, mucky, stinky water. And, well, it's to be expected. I, of course, cried out to Mom for help, and she had to fish me and my pretty pink bike out of that swamp. And, oh, boy, gross, huh? You can't expect that I was stayed nice and pretty clean like I was before, huh? I was just covered head to toe in nasty, dirty, stinky water that just ruined my pretty dress, and my bike was coated in mud. You can imagine what a sight that was walking home, huh? Not fun. Well, if I had just listened to my mommy, do you think I would have fallen in? You think I would have fallen in? No, yeah. So there's a Bible verse that came to mind when I was thinking of what story to tell you guys. Do any of you want to volunteer to read it? You want to? Here. How about you come up here?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Good job. Thank you so much. That was beautifully read. And another thing to add to that, do you guys know the Ten Commandments? Yes, I hope so. Do you remember what the fifth one is? You do? What is it? Good job! Yeah, that is exactly right. Honor your father and your mother. And that goes right along with my story and along with that Bible verse. If I had listened to my mommy and honored what she had asked me, I would have been clean, my pretty dress wouldn't have been ruined, my bike wouldn't have had to been scrubbed off with a hose, and I wouldn't have fallen in that nasty water. And I can only imagine, you imagine how dangerous that would have been if my mommy hadn't been there? She had told me before not to ride near the swamp. If she hadn't have been there, I might not have gotten back out of that swamp. How dangerous is that? So we need to remember, honor your father and your mother. And is God our father? He is? Yeah, that's right, he is. And he has told us so many wonderful things and asked us to do so many wonderful things. Should we honor what he asked us to do? Because just like in this Bible verse, if we trust in the Lord and we honor what he asks us to do, he will lead our path straight so that we don't fall into nasty swamps like I did. So can you guys do that? You think you can remember this story? So next time you feel, next time your mommy or your daddy or Jesus asks you to do something and you think, well, I know better, I'm sure that I'll be fine, remember that little story about me falling in the swamp and the possibility of not getting back out unless you have your mommy or daddy's or Jesus' help. Because without help, we're stuck. We are useless on our own. And Jesus knows better than us on everything. All right, that's my story for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful Sabbath, and thank you. Oh, you have a question? Oh, you want to pray? Okay. You can pray. Come up here.
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.